This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
Well, good afternoon, Melbourne, and welcome to Joy 94.9. This is The Escape Hour, your food and travel show. What a week it's been
in travel.
It has been absolutely unbelievable. This week, this is the food show, so I thought I might open with this, and you guys are going to love this. The Pacific Explorer is a big cruise boat that cruises out of Sydney. Mm. Now, the chef on that ship has designed a new pizza that is going off. It's hit the news. Everyone can't get enough of it.
Oh, really?
It's a pizza with hot chips and mayo on top. What do you think?
I'm sure that there's already someone doing that. I mean,
you think so?
There's a Pizza Hut near me. Not even. And they have all sorts of terrible looking things that, like, you know, stuffed crust and I can't even look.
There's a very good restaurant in, I think it's Windsor, next to where the new high school is being built on High Street. Mm-hmm. And the chef, Pino, who runs it, the part of Italy he is from, they have French fries on their pizza. So he has one on the menu, but kind of like this bogany cruise ship debacle.
You're right.
That sounds really great with a hangover.
I'm hearing that.
But it's actually what they serve. He's somewhere in southern Italy. I don't want to say it, but Pino and his brother who own it.
Sounds quite young.
A couple of young Italian guys. Fantastic food. And they have French fries on their pizza. Well, one of them. Okay. And it is really amazing.
The best French fries in the world, I think, are in Holland.
The pomfrits.
Oh, lecker.
The pomfrits.
Couldn't get enough of those.
Well, you know that one of our guests, former guest, Jono Di Francesco, who's a famous Melbourne pizza chef, did win the International Best Pizza competition.
That was a margarita, wasn't it?
I think it was.
And at 400 degrees.
Yeah, 400 gradi.
Yeah.
Wow. And as a matter of fact, next week we have on a gentleman who won from Melbourne. He is Spanish. He's won the International Best Paella in the World competition.
And he's
going to be on next week.
Where do you get them, Fiona? You're incredible.
It's just, you know, Melbourne's full of talented people.
Oh, it is, isn't it? Now, guys, the times are changing.
Oh, they are.
LA Airport is now changing. The times are changing. LA Airport is now allowing people to get on planes with weed. What do we think?
That's because, you know, marijuana has become legal for medical purposes in California. Right. So that makes perfect sense.
You can't smoke it. No, you can carry it. In the olden days, if you were caught with some weed on you, you'd be rushed away. But these days you're allowed to, take
frog marched off.
And fly with it. So there you go. The times are changing. Weed is slowly around the world being seen.
Medical marijuana, I think they refer to it.
And so on and so forth. So, you know, my boyfriend and I, we're a bit weird.
Are you, Russ?
Yeah, I hate you too. But especially him. Poor Kojima, that's right. This week we've been watching hysterically this set of videos on YouTube with people who lose it with airport stuff.
That's a thing.
It is a thing.
It does happen.
Laughing our heads off at some of the things that people actually do at airports.
So what do they do? What triggers these people? Because travel's stressful.
It is stressful. But I think a lot of the people are clearly Americans. Okay? A lot of them have been Americans. But I just think that they forget to take their meds, to be quite honest with you, because you sit there and they're off. I mean, right off, you know.
So what's triggering them?
Delays, queuing. Queuing's very big in America.
If you're going to travel,
being bumped off flights, and that is huge in America.
They
overbook like there's no tomorrow. Mm. Flight cancellations. I mean, especially with low cost carriers in Europe, it's disgusting. Flight cancellations in Europe. You can be quite rightly. I mean, these people are all at the airport waiting for their flight to take off, and the next minute the flight's been cancelled, and boom.
Yeah, I know. Look, that would be enough to drive anyone completely crazy.
Have you ever lost it at an airport? I have.
I probably have, yes, I would say.
I've travelled with someone who had, though.
Oh, have you?
Yeah,
what did
yeah.
you do? Did you run off hiding? Or?
I was living in Dubai and I travelled with an American friend, funnily enough, that you should mention that, and let's slight 320 million of our fellow humans put them all in my box. And she drank a lot on the plane. This is back when you could drink a lot more because now they...
Responsible service.
Yeah, responsible service alcohol. And this is probably 15 years ago. And we were travelling from Dubai to Nairobi for a week in Kenya. And she got very drunk and emotional. So she sobbed from deplaning to the hotel the entire time through customs, immigration, passport control. But just open wailing.
Oh, no.
Because she was boozed up and tired and emotional.
Were you proud to be with her?
Well, it was kind of because everyone thought we were a couple.
That's right. So, what did you say to her? How dare you?
That's exactly right. Everyone was going,
really?
Ooh. Everyone was giving us these filthy looks because she was openly sobbing. Oh, but because she was crying, she didn't look drunk.
Terrible husband.
Look, I do get a bit emotional. I do get emotional on planes.
How rude were you? Were you ever rude to somebody?
No, only short. I would say I was short with someone, which could be interpreted as rudeness. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. But, of course, I have learnt that if you want to get anywhere, don't be rude to anybody at the airline.
No, they're in a workplace. Yeah. They don't deserve it.
So I do restrain myself. And ultimately, you know, they're at the front line and I'm no doubt they would – that's part of their job, unfortunately, is they have a terrible situation that's ahead of them and they have to have all these people that are really angry at them. I'm sure they have counselling. They must have counselling. Do airlines counsel their, you know, desk staff?
Oh, they no, should. I just think they hire a special brand of people that, you know, you arrive at work and you just turn off the emotion buttons.
Maybe they all have beta blockers.
My thing was I arrived at Melbourne Airport one day and I got confronted by this check-in staff person who said, "Oh, I need this like a hole in the head today," and I thought, "Well, this is where I've got to start here." And I'm I've got to be really nice to you because you know my experience is in your control. And I said, "Oh goodness me, what happened?" And well, the travel agent has booked all of this wrong, and you're not even booked on this flight, and there's no ticket numbers here, and you're not going.
And you're the travel agent.
And I said, "Oh," I said, "this really is your most unfortunate day today because I'm the travel agent and I booked this." And I only left work an hour and a half ago and everything was perfectly fine for me. And, you know, and he said, "Well, it's not. I'm going to go and have to check with such and such." And I said, no, I don't want you doing anything. Go off and get your supervisor and bring your supervisor back here." And then I went off on a rant and basically said, "I am sick and tired of you airport people blaming travel agents for your stuff-ups."
Oh, do they do
they
it all the time?
They do it all the time.
Of course, because you're not there to defend yourself.
Yeah, front line at the airport. Blame the travel agent. Blame everybody else but ourselves, but just get them on the plane and get them out of our faces, and they do it every time.
I would have never thought that, but it makes complete sense that you're the scapegoat for everything. Because you're not there to defend yourself.
No.
Thanks for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.